From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris. Two stories in the news today bring together the issue of the Catholic Church and the end of life. A federal appeals court has rejected another attempt by the parents of Terri Schiavo to have her feeding tube reconnected. And in Rome, the Vatican says Pope John Paul II is now receiving nutrition through a nasal tube. Questions about where the Church stands on the end of life have been complicated by a statement the Pope made last year. Father John Paris, a professor of bioethics at Boston College, explains.
The statement of the Pope on March 20th of 2004 was that food and water, even artificially provided nutrition and fluids, were normal means and not medical acts, and therefore morally obligatory. That statement has caused great problems. One of the problems, of course, is that every authoritative medical institution in the United States, from the American Medical Association to the President's Commission to all of our state Supreme Courts and the U.S. Supreme Court, who looked at the issue said the use of artificial nutrition and fluids are medical treatments to be assessed as any other medical treatment. Now you have to ask yourself, in that particular speech that the Pope gave, was that an accurate assessment of the reality of what artificial nutrition and fluids are? There's nothing in theology, there's nothing in Scripture which authorizes theologians rather than physicians to determine what is and is not a medical treatment.
The Pope made this statement at a conference, but it doesn't carry the same weight as an encyclical, does it?
No. I'll give you an example out of law which would be easy for us to understand. If the Supreme Court gives an opinion, that's binding precedent and must be obeyed. If one of the judges on that court is giving a talk to the local Kiwanis Club, the statements he makes there are not the law of the land. You can say, but Justice Scalia or Justice Rehnquist or Justice O'Connor said this. Indeed, they did, but it's not the law.
Now, prior to the Pope's statement, what was the Vatican's position on using or removing life-sustaining care?
The Vatican's position, which was formulated out of a 400-year Catholic tradition, was summarized in 1980 in an official declaration on euthanasia by the Vatican, which stated that one may legitimately remove any treatment that proves overly burdensome, and the removal was not suicide, but the acceptance of the human condition.
So, within the Catholic Church, how does this get reconciled?
Well, as in all things in the Catholic Church, it gets reconciled with a long period of thoughtful reflection and discussion and analysis and informed review.
A long period, but right now, in light of the Schiavo case, many people are looking at end-of-life decisions and they're drawing up living wills, and I imagine that there's quite a bit of confusion as they're trying to do this.
Well, there's no question that anybody who wants to have a feeding tube inserted will have a feeding tube inserted, and there's no question that if you believe that feeding tube should stay there until you die of other causes, that feeding tube will stay there, and there'll be no moral objection to that. The issue is a different one. Am I, as a Catholic, morally obliged to have a feeding tube inserted? And am I morally obliged to continue to have that feeding tube in place, even if I should become permanently unconscious?
Well, Father, if someone called you, a Catholic who was confused on this issue, what advice would you give them?
Well, you can be sure lots of Catholics have called me in the last week or so. And I say to them, look, let me tell you what I learned from my grandmother, a woman of enormous faith, who when one of her elderly sisters was dying, and she's lost her ability to eat. My grandmother would feed her sips of soup. And then if a doctor were to come in and propose we could put a little flexible rubber tube right down Aunt Moll's nose and feed it, my grandma would say, glory be to God, have you lost your senses? The poor woman is dying. And then my grandmother would ask the perfect question, and what is your tube going to do for that? And then in her Irish manner, she'd tell him where to put that tube. Now the question is, was my grandmother systematically starving her sisters to death out of ignorance or out of malice? And the answer is neither. She was understanding that they're dying. She was understanding, as the Vatican Declaration puts it, the human condition. She was understanding that life itself is not an absolute good. And she, as a faith-filled person, was saying, God is calling her home. Who are we to impede that from happening?
Father Paris, thank you so much for talking to us.
Thank you.
Father John Paris is the Walsh Professor of Bioethics at Boston College.